Right now, we're headed out to Washington State to see if we can help Leslie. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. The problem with my driveway, it's an old concrete, very rocky driveway, and there's cracks all the way down this from an inch to 3 or 4 inches wide, and I don't know how to repair this.
Okay, so it is concrete then.
It's concrete, yeah. Mm-hmm. With a lot of rock.
Okay.
It's 40 years old.
Okay. I see the picture here, and what happens a lot of times is you'll have, you know, the concrete will, you know, just from the weathering and so forth, will wash off. And concrete is fairly consistent from batch to batch, but some will have a few more rocks in it than others. And sometimes when they're pouring the concrete, they'll actually mix a little, they almost always mix a little water to make it more workable when they're on the site. But some people go a little overboard and mix too much water to it that really affects it and makes it wash off like this more. The thing about something like this with concrete, and concrete's going to crack. Almost all of it cracks, and it can be a fairly sizable job in order to get it back looking brand new. But you can do that by actually using some crack filler. And all the information you need to know on this really is our friends at Quikrete, Quikrete.com. They've got just hundreds of videos and everything that you can see there. But you actually clean those cracks out. A lot of times I'll just take an old dull screwdriver and just scratch on the crack a little bit and then take a leaf blower to blow out all of the debris. Then they do have concrete repair caulk, and it will seal it up, but you'll probably be able to see the cracks even more, even though it'll seal them up. It just, you know, the different coloring and texture and so forth. But putting the crack filler over it and then resurfacing the driveway, now you're talking about something, a long-term solution, and it'll make the driveway look completely brand new. Approximately how big is the driveway, Leslie?
That's a good question. I would say at least 40 feet, 45-ish.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, pretty good size, but still very manageable. And there's probably, is it in sections? Do you have like little lines, either expansion joints or control joints that's cut into it every 15 or 16 feet?
No.
Okay.
There's two very wide cracks, and it's right next to a large maple tree, which is probably causing some of this.
Yeah. Well, now, if movement is still existing, which it would be if there's a tree next to it, no matter what you do to that crack, it will come back because of that movement. The same way when you have a settling issue where the concrete may be dropping, that's where you just really can't do anything about that other than temporarily. So I think about the only thing that you could do here, I mean, you could try the concrete repair caulk, clean the driveway up really, really well and try it and use it very sparingly. But again, I think it probably will showcase the crack more than it'll hide it.
Okay, thanks. When I did power wash it, rocks were coming out, so I'm a little leery about doing any power washing.
Yeah, I would really consider that the resurfacer. It's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. And you could go to Quikrete.com and check it out. They've just reformulated the material to make it even stronger than actual concrete. And there's a lot of videos on there to show you how to use it. You can also go to todayshomeowner.com and see where we resurfaced a patio and show you exactly how it goes on.
Yes, I watched some of your videos this morning, and they're very helpful. I appreciate that.
Good.
So thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate all your help.
Oh, our pleasure, Leslie. I hope you have a great weekend, and let us know if we can help you more.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.